Think about it. You're listening to public radio right now because you've found it to be an honest and reliable place to learn about our world. Thanks for being on board with us during this special fundraising campaign. Author Paul Theroux reflected on the wisdom our ears can bring us as we take time to notice the world around us. Here's part of a conversation we had with him, which has not been broadcast before, as we celebrated his 84th birthday. So this is a very, this is important to take a pause at your position in life as you hit 84, as I step into this next decade of my 70s. You said, keep moving. My physical therapist, when I was talking about this little crick or this ache or pain, he goes, motion is lotion. I like that.
That's true. Motion is lotion.
And you can have that in your creative energies. One thing we do have to be realistic about, my mom had Alzheimer's, my dad had dementia. These days, many of us have bodies that are going to outlive our brains. Do you think about that much? And is life on the beach in Hawaii good medicine?
A mind that contemplates the sea is never empty. Looking out to sea, when I wrote The Kingdom by the Sea, a book, what I noticed about British people is that older British people would park their car facing the sea and look at the sea, just look at the waves. And there's something, there's a Zen-like or trance-like experience looking at the sea. And also, yeah, motion is lotion. Definitely that's true. You need to keep moving. I'm sorry to hear about your parents' dementia. In my case, my mother got it. She became slightly senile at the age of 103.
There you go. Wow.
And she used to say, when she was 99 living at home, she took me aside one day and she said, your brothers and sisters want me to move to a senior home. She said, I'll do it when I'm older. Will you stop them? I said, okay, I'll take care of it. So at 104, just a few weeks short of 104, she was doing the crossword puzzle and then put her pen down and was promoted to glory. I don't know what the last clue was, but she then passed away and was very content. One of her secrets was she kept moving. She kept walking. She traveled a lot. She went to Egypt. She went to the Dominican Republic. She went everywhere, actually. But I want to say something else because an older person, I'm sure you know this, often goes to a place like Mexico, India, certain countries, and they realize that older people are respected in those countries. You're an elder. In Hawaii, you're a kupuna. A kupuna is a wise person. It's also a grandparent, but it's an elder. So in travel can sometimes show you how older people are very well treated much better than they are in the United States. An older person is invisible in the States. They're very visible in other countries. In Africa, so I lived in Central Africa and East Africa for 6 years, in Malawi and Uganda. And the older people were the repository of the history and the culture, and they were deferred to. They were respected. If an older person walked in the room and there was a kid sitting in a chair, he'd jump out of the chair. That doesn't happen in the States.
That's a beauty of travel, is to be able to recognize that we can learn from these different societies. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Paul Theroux. His new book is called The Vanishing Point, and it's a collection of stories that, really, Paul, it's a collection of stories that celebrate the characters that have sort of colored your whole travels. I mean, one of the characters you quoted saying this, the world's fundamental problem is that most people are stupid. Never mind that they don't buy art and don't read books and don't think for themselves. That's a given. He snorted and gasped and wiped his nose with the back of his hand like a small boy. It's another kind of stupidity, animal stupidity, dumb instinct. People make the same fatal mistakes every generation, in war, in politics, in business. The history of the world is the history of human folly. Nothing will change. Everything gets worse. There's quite a character.
Everything gets worse, actually, is a quote. I mean, that's true. That's an accurate description of a very disgruntled character in my book. But everything gets worse is a line from Paul Bowles, who lived in Morocco. Paul Bowles wrote The Sheltering Sky, The Spider's House, Let It Come Down. Wonderful book. And I met him when I was writing The Pillars of Hercules. And he said that everything gets worse. So I don't actually believe everything that this cynical guy said.
Right.
But I was thinking, when you get older, you realize they're doing it again. They're attacking again. They're trying to take over their country again. They're demolishing that city again. They've just had a coup d'etat again. And you think, I've been there. I've seen that. This is just a sequel. Sequels are never very good. And this is just horrible. It keeps happening. And that's a feature of old age, which is it. People say, guess what happened? You think, well, I remember that's happened 18 times in my lifetime, you know.
Paul Theroux incorporates the places and personalities of the people he's met in his travels in his many best-selling books. His collection of stories in The Vanishing Point explores the different kinds of insights life may bring us as the years march on. It's a real adventure each week on Travel with Rick Steves as we check in with the authors and tour guides, artists and fellow travelers who take us with them off the beaten path. We really do learn a lot from their perspectives. We're on public radio because this is the place on the dial that assumes you have an attention span, the place that respects your intelligence. By now, I expect you realize that the reason we're here is to bring you programming that's driven by a passion for knowledge, for hearing the stories of all kinds of people, and for preparing ourselves to better participate in our own society as we confront forces that want to work to divide us and to make us fearful. If what you hear on public radio reflects the kinds of values that you want for your community, then you know what your role is in this equation. Your financial support is how we do it. There's no ticket price for admission. You get to decide what the station's worth to you and what you can afford to contribute. All I'm asking is that if you haven't done your part yet, that during this special fundraising and membership campaign, that you call in and support this station right now. Your support helps to cover the operating costs of maintaining a vital public radio service where you live. And it helps us leave a legacy for future listeners to discover. Thank you so much for making this happen.